Is it biblically acceptable for a mother to hold a full-time job outside of the home?
It can be. It's like the alcohol question. It can be. In fact, I would say outside of the home is a complex statement. It was complex early on when the farm, I mean, only after the Industrial Revolution was home and work separated, right, by and large. Everywhere there's an agrarian kind of culture, home and work are just together. If all the kids are weaving the baskets that you sell to make a living, are you home? if the garden around the house is what supports the family, and husband's out there building a barn, and you're doing this, are you home? So all that to say, the very question is ambiguous, and it is today, right? A wife can have a full-time job. My niece has a full-time job. Her office is in her home. She works for a company three states away. Having said it can be, I want to discourage it, okay? I just want to discourage it because mothering and homemaking are huge and glorious jobs. What children need at age 1, 5, 6, 14, 18, what they need is simply amazing. And what it calls forth from a woman's creativity and a woman's heart and a woman's mind personally for each one of these little ones that are coming along, or just the home here where ministry can happen. And you're not enslaved by anybody's clock. You can say, I'm going to work my tail off for King Jesus, but I don't want anybody to pay me for it. I'm going to do it right here in this neighborhood with my husband's connections and my connections. We're going to lavish grace on people's lives. So I'm calling for ministry full-time when I say don't work full-time if you've got a family. Turn your family into ministry. Turn your family into a global dream for what this family might become or what this man might be and what we might be together as we are a home. So those are the kind of dreams I want to offer to the younger women that are coming along, that they don't think like, oh, if I don't get a career and make lots of money and be equal with man in pay and time and everything, they've somehow sold out to something small or something that doesn't require intellectual capabilities. It is a great and glorious calling to be a mother and a homemaker and a wife and a neighborhood make it happen kind of person and a church minister and who knows what all God might be pleased to do.